WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
According to the AC Nielsen Company, the average American household has a TV set on 7 hours a day, and cable television is one of the reasons. Our guest television critic, David Mark, has these thoughts on some of the most popular cable fare today.
The suburban family sitcoms of the late 50s, which were once thought to be commercially obsolete chestnuts from the black and white era, are enjoying spirited revival on cable TV these days. The Christian Broadcasting Network is offering such born-again entertainment as Father Knows Best and Hazel to its international satellite audience. Nickelodeon now features reruns of Donna Reed and My Three Sons on its new primetime schedule aimed at middle-aged TV lifers. Ted Turner, not satisfied with the 234 original Leave It to Beaver episodes that he already airs on his Atlanta superstation, produces the new Leave It to Beaver, in which a graying Wally and a bloated Beaver are still, after 30 years, the unwitting victims of an unrecalcitrant Eddie Haskell. On cable as elsewhere, it's hip to be square. Audience affection for these and other pre-Gulf of Tonkin sitcoms might be attributed to a romantic yearning for stable, divorce-free, two-parent households, in which father ventures out into the world to hunt for a paycheck, while mother stays at home enforcing physical and spiritual cleanliness. Drugless and immune to sexually transmitted diseases, the suburb of sitcom dreams is devoid of dangerous strangers, public transportation, economic hardship, and other anxiety-producing modern phenomena. The individually tended but uniformly trimmed lawns of curving, tree-lined streets bespeak the values of a homogeneous folk community where a common moral will ensures a peaceful, prosperous destiny. There isn't a Japanese product in the house. Father Knows Best epitomizes these benevolent Aryan melodramas. The show transports the viewer to a kind of Eisenhower-Walden where adolescent moral ambiguity is ritualistically trotted out and proven to be no match for the paternal instincts of a rational white breadwinner. Everyone in Springfield, USA, is so white and so Protestant that even the Anderson seemingly Hispanic gardener goes by the name of Frank Smith. The chain of command within the family is equally clear. Father, as the show's title indicates, retains biblical prerogative. His wife Margaret, unlike the restless Lucy Ricardo or the tough-minded Alice Cramden, never seriously contests male authority, not even for comic purposes. Betty, the oldest Anderson child, is impossibly high-strung. It is not unusual to find her convulsed in tears because some boy at school has called her plain. Son Bud tends to err on the side of male enthusiasm, but his impulsive plans to go to sea or join the carnival are thwarted by father without so much as a raised voice. A simple reminder of the family's genetic college-bound destiny will do. Kathy, the youngest, is a prepubescent tomboy whose temporarily non-feminine behavior is the source of much family humor. With the spread of color TV in the 60s, Father Knows Best became increasingly hard to find. Industry wisdom held that newly equipped color families would be reluctant to tune in black and white shows. By the 80s, however, the novelty of color had faded, and the ideological time was ripe for revival. If the style of Father Knows Best seems hopelessly outdated, the form of role modeling it pioneered survives today in shows such as Cosby and Growing Pains, sitcoms that are likely to stimulate similar commentary in the 21st century, should cable TV or the world last that long.
David Mark teaches at Brandeis University. He's the author of Demographic Vistas, Television in American Culture, and is a frequent contributor to The Village Voice.